Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Amen. Would you take your Bibles this evening? And let's get ready to get into the word of healing. We've been having healing meetings for months now on Friday night. And we've been having people healed for months now. We're going to stay with it. In the New Testament, in the gospel accounts, you'll find about 19 individual cases of healing recorded. Now, a lot more people than 19 got healed in Jesus' ministry, of course. There are times and days where it said multitudes were healed. Sometimes it says great multitudes were healed. That's undoubtedly thousands of people. But we're not told who they were, what was wrong with them. It just says they got healed. But there are about 19, and I say about 19 because it depends on what you count and what you don't count. But only about 19 individual accounts where we're told who the person was, what was wrong with them, how they came to Jesus, what they said and did, and how Jesus ministered to them, and how they received. So for months now, on our Friday nights, we've been camping out on this, talking about, we call the series, Receiving and Ministering Healing. And we're learning from the best. Amen. Jesus. He's the best. And how many understand that if that's the way healing was ministered then, that's the way it'll be ministered now. If that's the way they received then, that's the way we'll receive now. And so we have camped on this one by one, and we're actually to number 19 tonight. And so if you hadn't been with us and you'd like to know what happened with number 1 through 18, thank God for tapes. They are available. But let's look at three openings of Scripture this evening. Matthew 20, Mark 10, and Luke 8. Matthew 20, Mark 10, and did I say Luke 8? Should have said 18. Excuse me. Luke 18. Matthew 20, Mark 10, Luke 18. Now, something that we should keep in mind, work on ourselves with, we have to watch in charismatic circles and word and faith circles. We get to this part of the service and people sometimes get a little too comfortable spiritually. It's like, well, okay, now let's hear teaching and let's be taught. Services are supposed to be more than teaching. Did you hear me? Yes, there will be teaching. And Jesus did a lot of teaching and preaching. Doing anointed teaching and preaching is doing the works of Jesus. But that's not all. There's to be manifestation of the Word. Amen. We're to be doers of the Word. There's to be manifestations of the Spirit. But our mentality affects what we have. If all we expect is this, then it limits the Holy One of Israel. Limits the Holy Spirit. So we just should be open in our thinking. Open in our hearts. What's happening in the service now? Not just teaching. Whatever. God moving. And some of the greatest moves of God you don't even see. Things happen deep in people's hearts. And they're changed forever. They don't think the same anymore. They don't believe the same anymore. And so they go out and they don't live the same anymore. And so over the course of days, weeks, months, and years, they wind up at a completely different place in life than they would have. And when it was initiated, nobody knew it. Sitting around them, because it happened inside. But then also things happen that you can see outside. Amen. And then hear about, and tests can show outside, like arteries opening up, like tumors dissolving. We released faith. Was it last week we released faith about tumors and growths dissolving? Huh? Sunday morning. You watch, we'll have a lot of good reports on that. Everybody said out loud, we'll have many good reports of tumors dissolving, growths going away. Amen. We released our faith Sunday on some things there. So, this account of healing that we believe we will not only hear, but we'll have results from, is the 19th in our study of the 19. And so what we're going to do next Friday, don't be concerned. Did you know that people got healed in the book of Acts? Well, let's think about that then. in Matthew 20 and Mark 10 and Luke 18, all three of these, Matthew's account, Mark's account, Luke's account of the same healing of the blind men near Jericho. Now, the reason we say near Jericho is because we've already studied some blind men that got healed. These are different blind men that got healed. And we say near Jericho because that's where it happened and that's what the scripture says. The blind men near Jericho. Let's pray and show reverence and respect to the word before we begin reading this evening. Father, we're so thankful for your goodness and faithfulness to us, that you are here and that you are real and that you love us. You're our healer. And you're so powerful. Nothing is too hard for you. Lord, we look not at each other. I don't look to the people. Help them not to look to me. We all look to you. Our eyes are on you. And we say, Lord, we believe in you. We confess you as our wonderful healer and deliverer. Thank you for moving among us tonight. Open our eyes to see good things out of your word. Our ears to hear. Our hearts to receive. Give us revelation of truth that makes us free. Show us things we've not yet seen. Remind us of anything that you've shown us that we let slip or get away from us. And by your grace, we'll not be hearers only, but doers. And we know as we do, we'll be blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Everybody understand what we've just been talking about now wasn't just taking up time or giving you a preliminary or introduction. We will get tonight and every service and every time what we believe for. Amen. We get what we believe for. And we don't all necessarily have to be jumping and shouting. We don't have to be screaming. We don't have to be running the aisles. There's all different kind of services and manifestations of the Spirit. But I mean, I've been in services where I didn't shout. I didn't say anything loud. But man, the anointing was so strong on me. He didn't know what to do. Whether to cry or to laugh or do both at the same time. That's good too. I said, that's wonderful. Some of the deep things of God. The anointing can just get stronger and stronger. And stronger and stronger until you just go, whoo, glory. Matthew 20. We're going to read Matthew and then Mark. And then in Luke 18, we'll begin to expound on it verse by verse. Matthew 20 and verse 29. The healing of the blind men near Jericho. Matthew 20. 29. And we're not just looking at this as a historical account. We're studying to see how do you receive a healing and how do you minister healing. Matthew 20, verse 29. And they departed from Jericho, and a great multitude followed them. One translation said an immense crowd. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside when they heard that Jesus passed by. But we've seen that again and again when people heard something. This didn't begin in this verse. It really began when they heard something. Right? And you can mark in your own life when you see miracles and changes and things that happen. Well, it didn't just happen when it happened in the physical realm. You can go back and see it really happened when you started hearing about that. I'm so glad I heard somebody teach about healing one day. I'm so glad I heard somebody teach about prosperity. I'm so glad I heard somebody tell about Jesus, that He paid the price for my sins. That's when it really started. Amen. Because if I hadn't heard that, how will they believe if they haven't heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? Thank God. Aren't you thankful for people that have told you in years past, and decades past? Never despise anybody that God ever used to speak into your life and think that you've grown out beyond them or something and you don't know. Hey, if they hadn't helped you get started, you couldn't be where you are. So thank God for what they told you. They heard of Jesus. Oh, that's wonderful. Heard of Jesus. They passed by and they cried out. And they said, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. Have we seen that before in our study? Well, we've heard a lot about mercy. Mercy and healing. And the multitude rebuked them. You know, you think when you hear something good about Jesus and you find out something good, that everybody else would be happy too. But they're not. And I'll just warn you and caution you. You know, you hang around this bunch. We've even been called that rich church. And we all said, say it again. That rich church. Yep, that's us. And who goes to the rich church? The rich people. Amen. Some people say that is a bad thing, don't they? Oh, it's rich people. That's those rich. That's that rich preacher. Boy, if they only knew, if they only checked my account some days. But then other days, when you live by faith, you learn to sow it all if the Lord says sow it. Right. Amen. Amen. But you know there's harvest time coming too. And we always have plenty. One thing about being a pipe that's always flowing a big volume, that pipe's always full. Right? A lot's flowing through there, but at any given time, the pipe is full. Too. That's the privilege and blessing of being a giver and being somebody God can use to meet other people's needs.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blind Men Near Jericho, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1031. That's R-1031. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God, God who gives me the victory.